Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem and Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The Gemara starts off at the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amar Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Chel Bay Cholosh, she got sick. Nofak Achuz of Kahana. Rav Chel Bay Boish Loika de Koosi. Nobody's coming to visit him. Amalhu Loika Hayamaisa Betamid Echo Betamid Rabbi Akiva. Shechola, he got sick. Lo nichnasu chachamim levakroi. The chacham didn't come to visit him. The nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakroi. B'shul shakibdoi v'rivtzei lefanav chaya. Amar lei Rabbi hichiasani. You gave me life. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva v'darash. Rabbi Akiva left and he was doyresh. Kol mi she'ein mevakar choylem ki ilu shayfech damim. Whoever is not mevakar choyle, it's as if he killed the person. Ki also Rav Dimi amar kol mevakar es hachoyle. Goyrim loy sheyichya. V'kol she'ena mevaker es achoyla. Goyrim loy sheyomos. Whoever is mevaker achoyla, he causes him to live. Whoever is not mevaker achoyla, he's goyrim him to die. My grama. The Gemara asks, what's the grama? Well, how did he cause him to live? How did he cause him to die? Ile mekol ha-mevaker es achoyla mevaker shalav rachamim sheyichya. If you tell me, Anyone who is mevaker achoyla, so he davens for the person. I did tefila. He causes the person to have a longer life. If he's not mevaker achoyla, so the Gemara has a havamina that the pshat is that he doesn't like the person. The Marsha explains, I'll pee the perish arush, which I'll go into soon. That we see from the fact that he didn't go to visit him is muchach that he doesn't like the person. And the Gemara was chayshish that not only did he not go to visit him, but he was mevakish from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that the person should be yomus faster also. So the Gemara asks, yomus sal kedaitich? You have such a havamia that a person would be mevakish alav sheyomus? Elo kol she'ein mevaker choyle ein mevakish alav rachamim loy sheyichye loy sheyomus, which the words Pashas mean, whoever's not mevaker achoyla, he's not mevakesh on him, nor to live and nor to be yomus. So there's a big machlekes rishonim over here as to what was the maskaras ha-gemara. The Rosh learns, I'm explaining the Rosh, I'll pee the hezber of the Marsha that I mentioned already before, that the havmi in the Gemara was that a person who doesn't come to mevaker the chayla, so he goes so far as to mevakish alav rachamim sheyomos. It's kilu we're chayish that he's going to be mevakish, he's going to mevakish that the person should die. To which the Gemara answers, no, chalila, he's not going to be mevakish that the person should die. But the Rosh explains, by not going to visit him, so he's being goyrim him to die anyways, because maybe it would have been a shas, an ace rotson of tefillah, and they not going to visit him, it caused him not to daven for the choyla, and because he didn't daven for him, it's ke'ilu that he was goyrim him to die, because it could be the idea his tefillah, he would have given the person more life. So it comes out with the Rosh, the pshat and Rav Dimi remained. The original havamim that Rav Dimi came to say, kol she'einam mevaker es achoyle goyrim lo sheyomus. The Gemara had a havamim that means mamish that he's mamish being mispal that he should die. And the Gemara said, no, he doesn't. He's not mispal that he should die. But are they not being mevaker him, he's goyrim that he should die because he wasn't mispal that he should live. Since he wasn't mispal that he should live, so that's kilu he was goyrim lo sheyomus. The Ran has a different pshat. This Ran is a very, very famous Ran. And he says a different mahalach in the Gemara. He learns, according to the Ran, the Gemara is completely dropping off the original Havamina. Rav Dimi said that whoever is not mevaker chayle, he was goyim him shiyomus. That's not true lamaskar anymore, according to the Ran. The Ran learns the types of the words ein mevakish alav rachamim loy sheyiche v'loy sheyamos means there's two types of matzavim of a chayla. Sometimes the best thing to do for a chayla is to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should live, he should have a riches yomim. But sometimes a person is in such a shver matzav, he's so sick that the best thing to do is daven that he should die. Because since he's suffering from his yisurim, and pashas al pi teva, it's ef shaloi sheyichya, like the Ran says, so the best thing to do is daven for him sheyomus. So the Gemara's maskana is, if he doesn't, he's not mevakeh the chayla, it means he's loy mevakeh shalav rachim loy sheyichya v'loy sheyomus. Means he didn't do loy mi boy that he wasn't mevakeh rachim sheyichya, which is the best scenario. But even a smaller mile of tefillah, which is also good in certain scenarios, even that he didn't do. He wasn't even mevakeh shalav sheyomus. The Ran brings a raya to this. So this idea that it's mutter in certain scenarios to daven for a person sheyomus, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Daf Kuvdar Amun Aleph, Hahu Yoima did Nach Navshe the Rebbe. It was the day that Rebbe died. Gozu Rabbanan Tanis, the Rabbanan made a Tainus, Uboy Rachamim, and they had a whole day of Tefillah davening for him. For Amri, Koman to Amr Nach Navshe the Rebbe, Yidkar Becherev, Slika Amse the Rebbe Leigra. Rebbe's maidservant went to the roof. Amra, El Yoinim Mevakshim as Rebbe, Vetachtoin Mevakshim as Rebbe. The El Yoinim and Shemaim, they want Rebbe. And who then also Tachtoinim, we also want Rebbe. Yehi Rotan Sheyachufu Tachtoinim Es HaElyonim. It should be the will of Hashem that the Tachtoinim should beat out the Elyonim and we should keep Rebbe. Kevan Dechazi Kama Zimni De'ayel Lebeis HaKisi V'cholitz Tfil Umanach Luhu V'kometz Tair. She saw how much tzar Rebbe was going through, being alive still. Amra, she changed around her tefillah. And she said, Yehi Rotan Sheyachufu Elyonim Es HaTachtoinim. She said, Fakert. Yehi Rotan that the Elyonim should beat out the Tachtoinim. V'loy Havu Shaski Rabbanan Milim Miboy Rachami. The problem was, her tefillah could not be answered because the Rabbanan continued davening. And Kozman, the Rabbanan were davening for Rebbe to live. He wouldn't be taken away. Shakla kuza, she took some sort of kli, shadya mi'igra la'ar, she threw it off the roof, and it distracted them. Ishtaku mirachami, v'nach nafshi the Rebbe. So they stopped davening, and immediately Rebbe died. The Ran says, you see from here, that, you see from the hanhaga of Rebbe's maidservant, that it's sometimes kedai to daven, to help a person die faster, to put him out of his tsar. There's a very serious machlekes apoiskim here, b'negeya this ran. The shaila is, what if a person is in a matzav of he's very sick, and he has yisurim, and the only thing the doctors can do is they can prolong his life, but even that he'll live a longer life, but his yisurim will continue. Do we go ahead and give him the refuah, and give him the medication that's going to prolong his life, or do we let him die and not prolong his yisurim? Rav Moshe Feinstein, it brings a ride from this Ran. It's just like we see from the Ran, that the Ran learned out a halacha from Amsei the Rebbe, Rebbe's maidservant, that it was mutter for her to end his life faster, ayyadei stopping the Chachamim from davening. So you see that it's kedai to try to do what you can to put a person out of his matziv of Yisurim. And the Ran learned out from there that it's mutter afil to be mispalel for that. So the Ramayshal said, Kol Shekein, as Pashut, that if a person's in a matzav where he's going to die soon, or I can prolong his life and give him more Yisurim, so it's Pashut that I should hold back and give him the medication. If I can go ahead and daven for the person to die faster, or who would then by answer the Rebbe, I can cause the Rabbanan to stop davening so that he'll die faster. So Kol Shekein, I shouldn't go ahead, or at least I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and give him medication to prolong his life and have him live more yisurim. Rav Moshe there brings another raif to this from the Ramah in Sivan Shin Lamites in Yerodea, which deals with the halachas of a goises, what you're allowed to do to a goises, what you're mechuyev to do to a goises. So there's all bunch of halachas there about you're not allowed to move him too much because it might cause him to die faster. The Ramah there paskins that if there's something that's being goyrim him to continue being alive, for example, there's a loud noise outside of somebody chopping wood, or there's salt on his tongue, whatever it is, it's keeping him alive, it's mutter to take that thing away, even though they taking away, it's going to be goyrim him to die faster. So Moshe said, based on this Ramah, it should come out clear also that I'm not mechuyev to do a pu'ula to extend his life. If I'm allowed to do a pu'ula to take away something that's being mamshich his life, Kol Shekein, I'm not mechuyev to do something that's going to be mamshich his life. The Tzitz Eliezer goes mamshich to the opposite extreme. He brings a Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel. The Mishnah says, Mishenofla olav ma'poilas. A building falls on somebody. Safik husham, safik einosham. You don't know if he's there. Safik chai, safik mei, safik kuzi, safik Yisrael. All these different sfeikas. Mefachin oval v'sagal. You can even be mechal Shabbos in order to save his life. And then the Mishnah says, Matzu chai, if you find him alive, mefachin. Ve'imeis yanichubu. And the Gemara in Daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph asks, Matsuhu chai pshita. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that if I find him alive, mefakhim, I can be tarech to save his life on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, loy tzricha da afilu l'chaye shom. The Chiddush is that even though he's not going to live for very much longer anyways, But you could save his. You could be mafachim lav asachim yochal Shabbos in order to extend his life for a little, for a small amount of time. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, he passes into Salacha, and he adds a few words. He says, "Misha nafa alav ma'poyles v'chulei v'chulei matzuhu chai." If you find him alive, afal pisha nisroitzets v'i efshar shiyavri. He's nisroitzes. Nisroitzes pashas means he's crushed. He's crushed. It's impossible to make him healthy again. Afilu hachi mefachin olav. You mefachin olav esagal. Umaitzin oisoy lechaye oisasha. And you save his life in order to have a few more moments of life. So the Tzitz Eliezer's ma'oyer atu, these extra few moments of life that you're giving him are not moments of suffering. I've added the moments of suffering. So you see here, not only should a person not be mispalo for a person to be mace if he's in the matzah of suffering, but there's a chiv to be mechalal Shabbos to save his life. So Tzitz Eliezer's time is that this Ran is loyal with the Hilchasa. Because this Rambam and this Mishnah and Gemara is paskid also in Shulchan Aruch, and in Shin Chav Tes Nor Chaim, we paskid la halacha this din that afilu for Chay Yeshah or Mechal al Shabbos. So how could it be that we're mispal that a person should die? You see from this halacha that the Torah considers those few moments that a person has of life, even in a matzah of pain and suffering, the Torah considers it so precious that it's considered in roy for a person to be Mechal al Shabbos in order to extend it. So kol shekein, said the Tzitz Eliezer, a person shouldn't daven to end those few precious moments of life. A third shita that we find in Gedolei HaPoskim is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is a middle shita. He holds a vada halach we pask in the Ran, and then in certain matzavim we daven for a person to die. But he says afilu hachi, even on that yid that we're davening that he should die, if he starts dying on Shabbos and a person's able to save his life. A day being mechal Shabbos, he's mechuyev to afilu kama pan b'Shabbos to go to save his life. Afilu mea pamim. He has to save the person's life. So it's like a middle ground between the two shitas. Mitzad echad, we do hold like the Ran, and he could daven for the person to die. Mitzad sheni, he's mechuyev api Torah to save the person's life if he can a day chil Shabbos. I just would like to add one thing, just so we shouldn't think, chas v'shalom, that there's a beferish of Gemara in Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, connected to the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I heard from my father a very good svara. There's a very big difference between the two cases. In the case of the Rambam, he's prolonging his life by temporarily relieving the intensity of the pain of the matzah that the chayla is in. He's currently underneath a heap of bricks from the house that fell on him, and even though he's going to die very soon anyways, but the Torah is mechadesh that Ayideh extending his life for a small amount of time, it's mutter to relieve the intensity of his pain. And Rav Moshe Lehedian, Beferish in his tshuva, he's only talking about a case where the doctor cannot possibly relieve any of the pain. He's just merely prolonging his life. There, Rav Moshe says, there's no Indian to prolong his Yisurim, and for that he brought a raya from Amasei the Rebbe. That Amasei the Rebbe, she davened, that she wanted his life to end, because it's just prolonging of his Yisurim. Mashenken, everybody's moide, that if I can relieve some of his pain, Ayideh that, and I can prolong his life. Afilu on Shabbos, Chayyur Moshe will be moide that I can be mechal Shabbos to do that. We're continuing about seven lines down from the wide lines. Amar Rav Shisha Breider of Idi Loi Lisoid Inish Kitzira Loi Betzlas Shai Kadmaisa Loi Betzlas Shai Basraisa. The person should not visit a chayla in the first 3 hours of the day or in the last 3 hours of the day. Because if he visits during those time periods, it's going to be masiyach his das from asking properly for rachmim on behalf of the chayla. The first 3 hours of the day, rav chadaite. So the chayla is feeling better. Therefore, the Ran explains that the he's not mechavin as much for his tefillah on behalf of the chayla. Basraisa takiv cholshei. The last 3 hours, he's takiv cholshei. He's doing so badly that the chayla also is miyayish from the chayla doing the mevakers miyayish from the chayla to get better. Therefore, he doesn't daven for him properly. The Ran and the Rosh are both goyres in the Gemara leilis oid inish with a dalad. And they explain Loshen Lisoid means to be mevaker, to visit. They bring a raya from the pasuk that we mentioned before, the sugya of Koirach v'adasai, where Moshe Rabbeinu said upkudas kol adam, that they should, if they die a death where people come to visit them when they get older and they get sick, and lashon pasuk, when the pasuk said that people come to visit them, lashon pasuk was upkudas kol adam, that people come to visit them, and Targum Unkelos, he explains lashon pekudas. Targum Unkelos says v'si adah with a dalet. The Marsha had a different girsa in the Gemara. He was garis siyah ra with a resh, and he brings a raya from the same pasuk. He says the lashon of the Targum Unkelos is not siyah da, but siyah ra with a resh, and he explains lashon siyah ra is lashon re'iyah, to see, to watch. He brings another pasuk in Tanakh where the lashon siyah ra is lashon re'iyah. So the lashon, the reason why we call somebody who's being mevaker a chayla re'iyah, the lashon re'iyah, is because the job of the mevaker is to look out and watch out to make sure that the chayla has all of his needs. It's very interesting. The Rambam Hilchas Ovel Per Gudalat Halacha Hey brings down this din. He says, "Ain mevakrin loy b'sholosh shoyis rishonos b'yoyim v'loy b'sholosh achronos," like it says in the Gemara. But then the Rambam goes ahead and he makes up his own reason for the, instead of what, he doesn't bring down the Gemara's reason. The Rambam says, "B'pnei shehein misaskim b'tzarchei achayla." The reason why it's not good to visit the chayla during those times is because they're busy with the chayla, and you won't be able to make yourself useful. You won't be able to spend time with the chayla. The Radvaz says that because of the Rambam, based on the Rambam's bikiyas as a roifer, that's why he made up his own reason. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Lamed Hey Sif Dalid on this halacha, Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha. The Ramah quotes a base Yosef B'Shem the Ramban that learns out from this sugya. Very, very chashuv yediyah to know. The kol shebiker v'loy bike shalav rachamim loy kayim hamitzvah. The Ramban learns from this sugya that somebody who goes to visit a chayla and he's not mevakish rachamim on the chayla, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Part of the etzem kiyum mitzvah of bikur cholim is to be mevakish rachamim. That's the Ramban learned up in the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara says don't be mevakish during these times, because these times you're not going to bring you to tefillah. And the whole kiyum mitzvah is based on a person davening b'shas the bikur. We're continuing in the Gemara, but as Hashem, a few lines down from the bottom. Amar Rav, Matra b'Ma'ar Rava, Sahado Rava Pras. The Ran and the Rosh both explain that when there's lots of rain in Eretz Yisrael, so the Nar Pras in Bavel gets bigger, because the Nar is one Nar that goes all the way from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and then the people in Bavel are happy on behalf of their, happy for their brothers in Eretz Yisrael that they're getting lots of rain. Rashi in Shabbos of Samech Heil Mebeis says the same shot as the Ran and the Rosh. Tosfos there quotes Rashi. He says, "Perish Bakuntris, that the Nahar Pras is made on the rain that fell in Eretz Yisrael. Shehu yared mi Eretz Yisrael lebavel v'galu b'mei hagishamim." Because Rashi learns that since the Nahar goes down from Eretz Yisrael, Nahar Pras goes from Eretz Yisrael down to Bavel, so all the rain that falls in Eretz Yisrael and Nahar Pras ends up going into Bavel and being megadal the Nahar in Bavel. Tosfos says, "V'loy nihira Shaharei Bavel b'mizrach Eretz Yisrael koi, v'kol hanaras yordim mi'mizrach l'marav." Tosfos asks that since Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael, and all the naras, Tosfos says, go from east to west. They don't go from west to east. So it can't be that the Nar Pras goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, because that's going from west to east. The Rishash here on the Tosfos asks, he doesn't know where Tosfos got this from. He says, he points out of a type of Nar that he had, I guess, where he lived in Vilna, that he was made, that does not go from Mizrach to Marav, rather he goes from Marav to Mizrach. And he suggests that maybe Tosfos means Dafka, the four Naras Hayiduais, the four Naras that come from Gan Eden, which Nar Pras being one of them, Dafka, those Naras we know go from Mizrach to Marav. Tosfos says a different pshat, that since there's lots of rain in Eretz Yisrael, so the direction of the river, the flow of the river changes. Instead of going from Mizrach to Marav, it changes and goes to Marav to Mizrach, and that's how the Bnei Bavel know that there was lots of Yeridus Geshamim in Eretz Yisrael. Before I continue into the next sugya, which deals with mikvois, I just want to say a small hakdama to try to clarify the inyonim and make speaking about the sugya a little bit more understandable. The pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Lamed Vav, Ach Mayan Ubor Mikve Mayim Yihye Tahor. From here, Chazal learn out that there are two different types of bodies of water which have the potential to be matayer somebody from his matzav of tumah. There's something called a mayon, and there's something called a bor mikve mayim. The Torah's Kohanim learns two differences in halacha between the two. A mayon, which is a natural wellspring, it means the makor of the water from the mayon comes from the ground, comes from underneath. And the bor mikveh mayim, the metzias is that the water is usually rainwater, or it's snow that melted and gathered into a certain place, and that's usually a bor in the ground. The water gathered there, that's called a mikveh. The two major differences in halacha between a mayon and a mikvah are that a mayon is matar b'kol shehu, and a mikvah needs what we know is 40 saw. There's different machlokes about this, but that's basically the general idea. The main difference between mayon and mikvah, which our sugya is dealing with, is that a main mikvah is only matar somebody from his matzav of tuma if the water is stationary, it's not flowing. The water gathered into one place and it's remaining, it's moving, it's staying in that one spot. A mayan, mashenken, a mayan is metaher, what Chazal calls zeichlin. Even though the water is zeichlin, the water is flowing, a mayan has the yichelus to be metaher. The nidon in our sugya is that certain naras, over the winter, we see that they grow. And the growth of the nar is definitely attributed to the increase in rain. When there's more rain and more snow, and then all the snow melts down the mountains and comes in, so there was a noticeable change in the growth, in the size of the nar. They saw the nar grew, got much, much taller, much, much higher, and they knew that the nar was much bigger because of the rain. The problem therefore is that if so much extra water came into this nar because of the rain, ad kedei kach, that roiv of the mayim in the nar is no longer the original water that originated from the wellspring, but it's become roiv rainwater. So rainwater is called noitvim. Rainwater does not have a din of a mayim. And therefore rainwater can only be matayr in the matzav of a mikvah. It has to be stationary. So since this rainwater is flowing, it's possible for the mikvah. So therefore, there's a possible chashash to say that somebody cannot be toivel in a nahar that's flowing in the winter when there's a real chashash that rave of the water comes from the rain. The other side of the Gemara we're going to see is that since there is a natural makor for the water that comes from the wellspring, we say that even though there's additional water from the rain, but we can always be sure that roiv of the water, every time it rains, roiv, the wellspring itself produces extra water in order to balance it out. That there's always going to be a roiv water from the wellspring, and therefore there is no chashash. That's going to be the two nidonim in the sugya which we're about to begin. Lagabi the psul of mayim zeichlin by mayim which is noitvim, which ripped from rainwater, whether or not it's deraisa derabanan is a machlokas rishonim. The Beis Yosef and Simin Reish Aleph Sif Beis Dibur Hamaskel Mashakos of Oid brings from the Marik and the Chumas Hadeshin that the psul is min haTorah, which is the Parshas. If you look in the Torah Kohanim in Parsha Shmini, Parsha Gimel. The Torah's Kohanim darshins from the word ach. Ach mayan is a miut. It's mashma from the drasha that only a mayan has the korach to betaher bezeichlin and not a mikvah. It's mashma very much that it's deraisa. They also say the nafkamina is whether it's deraisa derabanan is whether or not we have to be machmir mina sofik. Makom sofik of the machmir. Two possible cases of a sofik would be either we have mayim zeichlin, it's for sure mayim zeichlin, we don't know if it's rainwater or if it's mayan water, or water that we don't know. We know that it's rainwater, but we don't know if it was zeichin. So they say that the nafkamina is that since it's deraisa, so vadi have to be machmir in the suffix. And they bring a raya from our sugya, because later on we see lehedi in our sugya that that's the basis of the whole sugya, is that there's a chashash that from rainwater the rainwater became roiv over the river water, and therefore even though it was only a suffix, still they were machmir, and we see that Avu the Shmuel built special mikvos for his daughter, and that was the raya they brought. That the din of Zeichlin is a psul min haTorah. There is another shita of the Mordechai, which is brought in the Beis Yosef a little bit earlier before, where he brings the Ma'arik. And it's Machlekes Beis Yosef, the Dakin Moshe, what's the pshat in this Mordechai? The Mordechai brings a psak from Rabbeinu Meir that was mefakpek on the tefillah of certain noshim that were toivel in Maim Zeichlin, because he was choshesh that it was Rabu Noitunah al HaMeinara, that there was more Megishamim there, and therefore was Megishamim that was Bezeichlin, and therefore was possible. And the Mordechai said that many people were upset with Rabbeinu Meir's pikpu, because he was being moitzi laz on the children that were born from these noshim that were toivel here. He was being moitzi laz on the mafreya, that they were born from somebody who didn't have a proper tefillah, and therefore she was still a nida, and people are going to think that they're mamzerim. The Mordechai says that the taina of the people on Rabbeinu Meir was not a good taina for two reasons. First of all, there's no mamzeris, even if she was a nida who never went to the mikveh at all. We pasken in Yuvama said there's no mamzeris from somebody who's boiling nida. And number two, says the Mordechai, anyways, it's only a psalmi derabbanon. The Beis Yosef learns from this Mordechai that he's chaylik. The Mordechai is chaylik of the Tshumas Hadeshin and the Ma'arik, and the Mordechai holds bechiddush that it's only a psalm in the Rabbanon. May zoichlin by my noitve, make a shamim, zoichlin is only a psalm in the Rabbanon. The Darkei Moshe there in Sif Katan Zion is chaylik. And he says, Avada, everybody's masking that it's a psalm de Raisa. What the Mordechai means is that the chashash, that which were chayshish, for the possibility that the Megis Shomim became roiv over the mayim from the nar, that's only chashash midarabanim midaraisa. You don't have to be chayshish for that. He doesn't explain why. Pashas, the reason is because al pi roiv, it's very rare that such a thing could happen. There could be so much rainwater. Therefore, it's only a chashash midarabanim. That's why the psul is only midarabanim. But a vadif would be vadai mayim Megis Shomim that was bezechila, that was flowing. A vadif, everyone would be masking that that's pasul midaraisa. That's not a mikvah min ha-Torah. There's an interesting side idea to know about this sugya. Based on the Gemara of the Zorah of Ayin Gimel, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamaari Yain Nesach Michovis Labor, Afilu Kol Hayoyim Kula Kama Kama Bottle." If somebody pours Yain Nesach into a bar, she's pouring Treif Yain Nesach into a bar of kosher wine. Afilu Kol Hayoyim Kula, he's pouring the wine in. The wine in the bar is going to remain kosher because of Kama Kama Bottle, which means every mashahu that falls into the bar right away, it's bottle. And therefore, it becomes heter. And therefore, even though he continues pouring and pouring and pouring, ad kedei kach, that there's possibly even roiv of the wine that he's pouring in, is yai nesach. But since every time the first mashu hits the bor, it right away is nepach li yais heter, so therefore, he can continue pouring all day long, and the wine will never result in yain shel iser because it's always bottled before he gets to a big enough amount that can aser the entire taroivis. The Rishonim ask, how do we learn based on that? How do we understand our sugya? If the whole chashash we explained is that because it's going to rain, and after it rains, the rainwater is going to become roiv over the amount of water that was in the nar, why don't we apply this din of kama kama bottle? That every mashuv of rainwater that falls into the nar immediately is bottle before it becomes roiv. And therefore, even when a PMS, roiv of the water is rainwater, but it's not roiv of the water is rainwater because the original tipois were all bottle and became part of the nar. So how do we understand b'chlal our sugya? Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Kufa Beis asks this kasha, Dir Maskel Amro Loi Dor. Tosfos answers that the yisoid of Kama Kama Bottle is only when there's a hefsek, when there's a stop. The person's pouring wine into the bar, and then he stops. The second he stops, then we say Kama Kama Bottle. But calls man that the flow of Isser going into the heter is a constant flow and it never stops, then if it gets to a matzav of roiv, then it's not bottle. And it's gonna aser the wine who would then narsugi. That's pshat that it asers the mikvah mitam zeichlin. Okay, now I think Bezos Hashem are ready to return to the sugya with a more klar havana. Again, repeat over again before. The Gemara said, I'm a Rav, Machu B'ma'arava, Sada Rabba Pras. The Ran here speaks out that the nafkamina of this Maimon of Rav Avinam Rav, that Machu B'ma'arava, Sada Rabba Pras, is that since the halacha is that Megis Shomim is not Metahir if it's Zeichlin, if it's flowing, Megis Shomim is only Metahir if it's Oimin V'kayim in one place. So he can't be toivel in Nar Pras because with the Choshesh that the Nahar is filled with Megishamim and is Roiv Megishamim, and the day they're being Roiv Megishamim, the Maim of the Nahar is bottle, and therefore it's not Oila Tzvila because Megishamim is not Metaher if it's Zeichen, if it's moving. The Merume Soda asks the Klasha on the Ran, why does one have to make up such a Nafkamina? Why don't we say the nafkamina is that they want to give shevach and haidah to the Borei Olam that he gave Geshem in Eretz Yisrael? Why does he have to say the nafkamina is that they can't be toivel there because we have to be choshesh for Rav Geshamim? So he answers that because since the Gemara is about to say that is pliga ad Shmuel. That Rav's, this meimer of Rav is arguing on Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Well, read the Gemara now. Pliga de Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel nara mikipe misborich." That Shmuel said that the nara grows from its makor. The Ran explains. The Ran brings the Gemara in Tainus that ain't called the ain't lecha kol tipa v'tipa yored milamala she ain't tohaim oila likrosoi tvachaim. It's mashma that every time it rains, then the nar grows from the bottom, from its own makor, it produces more water, and therefore we never have to be choishish that there's going to be more megashamim over the mayim of the nar. So the question is, what was bothering the Ran was, how do we see that Rav is chelek on Shmuel? Maybe Rav also agrees that every time it rains, then the Nar is misgadel from its own makor. But still, when we see the Nar growing, it's a ride that there was Geshem in Eretz Yisrael. Because if there wouldn't have been any Geshem in Eretz Yisrael, then the Nar wouldn't have grown at all. So who says there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel? That's why the Ran said that it must be that the Gemara understood that the true nafkamina of Rav was not telling us that we should give Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu for bringing rain in Eretz Yisrael. He was trying to tell us a nafkamina midin. He said it in a derech remez. He said it by telling us that you should be happy in Bava when the nar grows, because we know that there was geshem. That was his way of being remez, that when the nar grows, you have to be choishish for megeshamim, that there's too much megeshamim in the nar, and megeshamim cannot be matar bezoichlin. From there we see that it's chaylik on Shmuel, because Shmuel holds you're never going to come to a matziv where there's going to be more megeshamim than mine from the nar itself, in which case is going to passel the nar. The Gemara continues, Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. This memra of Shmuel, that the nar is mikipe misborech, is seemingly arguing against another memra of Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, ein hamayim metaharim bezoichim, ela pras b'yoymei tishrei bilvad. The only time that the mayim of a nar can be mutaher bezoichlin is only nar pras b'yomei tishrei. Any other time of the year, nar pras is not mutaher bezoichlin. It's mashma that even Shmuel's choishish for this chashash that it's going to rain, there's going to be more megeshamim than mayim from the nar. And that's a steer to the Shmuel before, because Shmuel before was mashma that you're never going to come to such a matzav. The Rosh explains the reason why Nar Pras B'Yom Tishrei is different than the rest of the months is because up until Yom Tishrei there's not so much rain. And since Nar Pras is a very big Nar, you're going to need a lot of rain in order to get Rav Gishomim, in order to pass the Nar, to make it consider that it's Rav Gishomim and it's Megishomim and Megishomim are possible B'Zeichlin. But Shein Ken, other Nars which are small, even in Tishrei we're going to be Choshed, they're going to be possible because it's easier to get to a Matzav of Rav Megishomim. And who are then other times of the year, even Nar Pras is going to be also to be Toivolin because there's lots of rain and therefore it's Shaykh to get to Roiv Megishamim. The Ran learns that there's really nothing unique about Nar Pras. It's just an example that Shmuel picked of a type of Nar that always has the standard amount of water during Tishrei. And there's no chashash that the water really lessened because it was mechazev. Mechazev means, based on a Mishnah in Parah, that the Mishnah says, Hamayim mechazvim sulim. The Bat Nur there explains the mayim that stop, that at certain times in the year where just randomly the water stops producing more water, and therefore we have to always be chosh that the amount of water that's there now is like they make a shaman. Mashenkin, there are other types of naras that we know at the lowest point that could possibly be without any additional mega shamim, we know what that shear is. Therefore, if we see that that's the shear of the mayim, then there's no chashash at all that there was any mega shamim there, and we don't have to be choshish b'chlal for mega shamim. So nar pras was just an example of one of those types of naras. But who would in any other type of nar that also is einu mechazev and there's no chashash for mega shamim? Also, we don't have to be choshish for it, and it's going to be mutter to be toivah there. But for somebody that's not a bucky and he doesn't know exactly what the shear of the mayim is in a time where there's no additional rainwater, so then the halacha is that he can only go there in Tishrei. Because Tishrei is a time where there's not very much water, and we can be soymech that there's no additional water there from rain. But if a person knows exactly how much rain is supposed, how much water is supposed to be there without any rain, and he looks there during any other months of the year, and he sees that's how much water there is, as long as it's not the type of nar which is mechazev, and he's not, and therefore he knows that all the water that's here is dafka from the nar, then there's no chashash that it's extra additional rainwater there, and it's mutter for him to be toivel there as well. We mentioned before in the Hakdama that another difference nafkamina between a mine and a mikvah is the shear that the mikvah needs to be matahir. We said a mikvah needs 40 saw, and a mayim only needs a masha, a kol shehu. It means that it has to be enough water that it can cover the person's whole goof. Because there's another din in Hilchos Tefillah that a person's whole goof has to be covered at the same time. But as long as a person is small enough that even a small amount of water can cover his goof in one time, that's also enough. The makor for this, we said, is the Torah's Kanan in Parsha Shemini. Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis asks a kash on this from the Gemara Chagiga Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is trying to bring a raya to the Yisoid that if you have a mikvah that's divided up by a wall, or if there's a kli inside of the mikvah, in order for the water in the kli or the water on one side of the wall, in order to start it with the rest of the water in the same makom mikvah, it has to be at the hole that the what is connecting the two types of water is the size of a shofaferes hanoid, which is a certain shear. That if it's that shear called the shofaferes hanoid, a type of pipe, so that's big enough that the two waters are connected. So Rava brings a raya there. The Gemara brings a raya from the following case. The Amar Rava salvi gargusani shemile kalim v'hitbilang tohirim. If somebody is mechalek a mikvah with a sal, which means he takes a basket and he puts it in a mikvah, but wait for that, each side of the basket reaches the sides of the mikvah, and the basket is acting as a mechitza in between the two sides of the mikvah. So if somebody is toivel, on either side of the sal, loy also loy tvilah. Because each side doesn't have a full 40 saw to its own, which means the water on each side is not mitzarf to the water on the other side, because the hole in the middle of the basket, the hole of the air space in the basket, is smaller than the shear of a shefeferes hanoid. The raya that he brings a raya. The ha'ara kula chalchuli mechalchalo ubeinon deika memsa b'makom echad. Which means Rashi explains if you have a bore in the ground and there's water being noiveya into the bore, which means into the bore, which means there's a mayan, a wellspring, where water is coming in from the side into the bore. So we say that it has to be 40 saw in that bore. It's not enough that it can be mitzarif with the makor where the water is coming from. And we know that the ground is mechuli mechalchala. There's little holes. There's holes in the earth in which the water can slither through and come into this bore. So why don't we say that since there's holes there connecting this body of water to the makor where the water is coming from at the spring, why don't we say that that's enough in order to mitzarif the two sides? Elamai must be that those little holes that the water is seeping through going into this bore are not big enough in order to mitzarif the two sides. Al kolponim, Tosfos just asks the kasha that we see from Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that even though we're talking about a mayan, still there's a halacha that we need memsa. Because the field of the Torah's Kahanan that we mentioned, why does it make a difference if there's memsa? Even if there's be less than memsa, still the mikveh should be kosher for tefillah. Based on this kasha, the Rosh and Hilchas Mikvois, Perak Aleph, at the end of Simon Aleph, is Mechadesh Achidish. He says that which the Torah's Kahanim says, that a mayan is metahir b'mashahu, is dafka talking about kalim. But an odom, if a person wants to be metahir himself in a mayan, he needs 40 saw, just like a mikvah. And who within the Rosh says this in Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and also the Rajbo, which we're going to mention soon in Torah's Abayis. The bir hagror and shulchan aruch in reish aleph sifkat and yud is matmiya on the rishonim who about arrive from this gemara in chagiga. He said it's not muchach at all that the gemara over there is talking about a mayan. He says that those rishonim understood that since the gemara says the water is mechalchel through the holes and seeps and bursts in from a different makor, that's muchach that we're talking about a flowing mayan. Because if it would have been just a stationary body of water that's not moving, so the water wouldn't have enough force to slither through the holes of the earth and come into this bore. The Goyin there brings, very interesting, he quotes from Sifrei HaTeva, that they found kama boiras shamayim, they found many boiras of mayim michunasim, which means gathered water, meaning not a mayim, where they found their fish, they found matu some dogim that somehow made their way from the yam all the way into this bor, which means they slithered the way through the water, which is in the holes of the earth, they came all the way there. The Goyin says from there, you see, that it is shaykh this mitzis of hachuli mechalchali through the wall, through the earth, even by a stationary mikvah, and therefore there's no raya at all that a mayan is mitai, that even a mayan needs 40 saw to be mitai in Adam. The Torah's bias that we mentioned earlier is in Shar Zayin by Zayin. He brings another raya to the Shita of the Rosh and the Rishayim that hold that a Mayan also needs 40 Sa'at to be Matayar and Adam. He brings a raya from the Mishnah Mikvois, Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, that says, Gal she nitlash mitahir Adam im yesh mem sa, which means a wave that nitlash from the yam, and it goes flying off in the air, and it hits a person. That is matayar him as long as there's mem sa in that body of water of the wave that came that detached itself from the yam. So the Rashba says minas stam over there. We're even talking about a wave that came from a mayon, and still the Mishnah says that we need 40 sa. There's a tanai that it has to be 40 sa of water in order to be matayar. The going there in Shulchan Aruch is Madchil Raya. He says that the reason why it has to be 40 saw is dafka, because without 40 saw, minastam, it's not going to be enough water to be mechase the whole person. But in a chenami, if we were talking about a smaller person that didn't need 40 saw in order to be mechase his whole goof at one shot, so then it would have been enough even with less than 40 saw. Then the going goes on to say a hafel dika chiddush. He brings the sheet of the Rivash. The Rivash says, he's going on the Rambam. The Rambam says that if there's on a mountain hill, there's three boros. The top one holds 20 saw of water, the middle one holds 40 saw of water, and the bottom one holds 20 saw of water. And there's a flow of water going from the top of the mountain down to the bottom, and the flow of water is passing over all three boros. The Rambam says that only the middle bor is enough to be kasher him, enough to be a kasher tefillah. But if he's toivel in the top bor or in the bottom bor, it's not oil tefillosai. Because we don't say that all three boros are nitzarif on your day, this flow of water that's flowing over all of them at the same time. It's like a long stream of water going from all three, but it does not connect them. The Rivash explains, the pshat in the Rambam is, that since the water is flowing, since it's zeichlin, it's flowing down, so we don't look at the stream of water as being one group. We don't look at it as being a chibur. It's not a chibur, it's not connected. Lu yitzur, it was one stationary hefta of water that was connecting all three boros, so that whole one stationary stream of water is like considered one big body of water, and therefore connects all three boros that it's attached to. Masha enkin, water that's constantly moving, it's zeichlin, it's flowing down, so we don't look at it as one body of water, one that whole stream. We look at it as a lot of different mashus of water that happen to be touching into each other, but it's not enough of a one heft in order to connect all three boros. Based on this, the Gaon is mechadish hafu de kachidish. He says that the two halachas that we mentioned before about a mayan that is matar bezeichlin and is also matar b'mashahu are really tolui ze bezeh. Because it's metahir bezoichlin, it comes out that the mayim zoichlin that he's dunking himself in is always considered a mashahu. Because since we always look at mayim zoichlin as not being one goof of water, not being one big connection of one chefza of water, it's a bunch of different mashahus. So al korchach, when someone's metahir himself in zoichlin, he's also being metahir himself in only a mashahu of water. Mashaikin, if someone's metahir himself in a mikvah, then we could say that since the whole body of water is stationary, it's all considered one heft of water, and he's being toivel in 40 saw of water. Mashenken, if he's being matired himself in a mayan, in a flowing zeichlin dick of water, so that he's not being toivel in 40 saw of water. He's only being matired himself in whatever water is touching him, and each mashu of water isn't connected to the mashu next to it. So it's always going to be considered a mashu. So al korchach, you have to hold of each one. If you hold that a mayan is matired by zeichlin, al korchach, you have to also hold that it's matired by mashu. Al Pizeh, the Goyin says that Mishnah is a Raya Fakeret, the Mishnah that the Rashba brought as a Raya, that even by Mayim Zeichlin, even by a Mayan, we need 40 saw to retire the Adam. The Goyin says it's a Raya Fakeret, because since that Mishnah is talking about Zeichlin, the water is moving, it's not stationary, and therefore we see that the water has a din, has a din of a mashahu, because the Rivash explained that water that's moving always has a din of a mashahu, it's not connected. Mela we see that a mashahu is chal the tefillah, even by Adam, a mashahu is toivel by Mayim. The Imre Moshe, in the beginning of his Sefer, Simon Aleph, Ois Aleph, wants to be Madche the Goyim with a very Mechudesh Dika Svar. He wants to say that even though a Mayan and a Mikvah both need Mem Sa in order to be Metahir and Adam, but the Lamdus is completely different as to the reason why they each need Mem Sa. A mikvah, we understand the reason why it needs mem saw is because anything less than mem saw is chaser in the etzim shem mikvah. It's not a chefetz of a mikvah. It's as if a person is being toivel in regular stam tap water. It has no chashivas. There's no yicholis and no potential even for that water to be chal on anybody achalois tahara. Masha'en kein mayan. Even every mashu of the water by itself has a koyach tara, even without the memsar. We don't need the memsar in order to have the shame mayan. The shame mayan is chal with every mashu of water. The reason why you need memsar, says Imam Moshe, is al pi the rosh. The rosh there in Hichas Mikvoyis explains that the reason why you need memsar by a mayan is because since Chazal said that an adam beinoni, in order to be mechasa his kol gufa in mayim, it requires 40 saw. Therefore, the Torah said that's the din, that's the sheer mikvah for anybody, even though somebody might be smaller than a regular adam beinoni, and he could cover all of his guf in mayim in less than memsar, but the Torah went kafi the adam beinoni. Since the adam beinoni needs memsar, that's the shear for everyone. Therefore, he explains that even though Api the Rivash, the goyin was mechadish, that water that's flowing does not have a din of a chibur, rather it has a din of a whole bunch of different mashahus that are connected. That would only be a chisaron if I need the memsar in order to create a chefta of a mayim. But since the only reason why I need mem saw is in order to be mekayim the din of being mechasa kol gufay, but meikar a din, even without that, even without the mem saw, every mashu of mayim still on its own has its own koyach to be metaher. So even though the flowing water, we're going to say it's not mechubar, the whole flow of water that he's in is a bunch of different mashahus, and a chinami. He's like being toivel in millions of different mashahus of mayim. But that doesn't matter, because the whole reason why I need 40 saw is not to create one big chefta of 40 saw. It's just to ensure that he's being toivel kol gufa in mayim. And since lamaisa, there is no space between each mashu of mayim. Each mashu of mayim is connected, so he's being toivel. His whole entire goof is immersed in the main mayim at the same time. So therefore, it doesn't matter that it's not considered a chibur, because that only passes by a mikvah. By a mikvah, we need all the memsod to be considered one chibur, because without that chibur, it's not memsod. It's not a cheft of a mikvah. A sheikh and a mayim, we explain. The Moshe explained that it's a mayan even without the memsah. The whole tachas of the memsah is because Chazal said that's considered that his whole body is covered. And lemaisa over here, you have that, even though there is no chibur lemaisa. The Gemara continues on daf mem beis. Avua de Shmuel avad lehu mikvois lebanse biyomei nisan umafti biyomei tishrei. The Mefarish explains, and also the Ran and the Rosh, that avua de Shmuel was choishish for the same chashash that we mentioned earlier b'shem Shmuel, that over the winter months, after all the rain fell down, all the snow finished melting, there was going to be roiv mei geshamim over the mei of the mayim of the nar, and therefore he made special mikvois for his daughters to be toivelin that weren't to have a, that didn't have a psul of zeichlin. But in yomei tishrei it says he was mafti b'yomei tishrei. The mefarish says that b'tishrei that the mismatin hanaras, the naras had very little water. Umalin tit, there was lots of tit at the bottom of the nar, So he would put a mat, a certain type of mat, in the karkois of the nar, the grounds of the nar, in order to prevent the tit from going onto his feet and creating a chatzitza. The Rambam in Hilchas Mikvois, Perek Tes Loch Yud Gimel, seems to have learned this Gemara differently than Rashi. The Rambam writes, I'm picking up in the middle of the halacha, the Rambam writes, V'im rabu hanoitim al hazeichlem. If there would be roiv of the water was noitvim, more than the zeichlem, v'chein im rabu megishomim al mehanar, also if there would be more megishomim than the mehanar, einan mitaharim bezeichlem, ele b'ashboiron, the water is not mitahar bezeichlem, it has to be b'ashboiron, means in a set place where the water is not moving. Lafichach, tzorich lahakif mafat, ukriyotze boy, beoise hanar, hameurov, aji kavu hamayim, ve yitbo behen. Says the Rambam, therefore, since the water is possible bezeichel, because it's roiv megishomim, he has to be makif amapas, he has to make walls in the nahar, in order that water will gather within the walls, and that water that's within the walls of the mapas, it won't move, and it'll be considered a din of a mikvah, because it's not moving, and dafke inside those walls of the mapas, it'll be kosher for him to be toivel, because there's no psul there of zeichel. The Marcheshes in Chelak Aleph Siman Lamed Tes Sif Katan Dalad asks the Kasha on the Rambam. He says it's Muchach from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Tes Amabez that a Machzeles, which is the same mat that the Rambam's talking about by us, is kosher for Schach on a Sukkah. And he says that anything that has holes in it, anything that doesn't have holes in it, is possible for schach. Therefore, it's mukhach that a machzeles has at least small little holes in it in order for it to be kosher for schach. If it has small little holes, that means that the water that's within the walls of these mafats is going to be flowing outside of these holes, and the water is going to have a din of zoichlin, and therefore, how could the Rambam say that the water within the walls is going to be kosher? Because already it's still zoichlin, because the water is still flowing, because of the holes in the walls that's causing the water to go out, it's going to make the water into a din zeichlin. So he answers, I'll pee the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach and Siman Reish Aleph, Sif Nun Aleph. He brings the Shulchan Aruch, brings the sheet of the Rashba that says, Nikev HaMikvah U'meimav Noitvin Ma'at Ma'at. If there's a small hole in the mikvah and very slowly the water is dripping out, Oiniv Loin Bekarka Ma'at Ma'at Koshal Fisha Inzich Ilos Adikeres. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the zechila is happening on such a small, subtle way that you can't even notice that it's being zechel, even though we know that the water is flowing because there's a hole and the water is seeping out, therefore, according to the water inside the bor, inside the mikvah is flowing, but since it's not nikar leinayim, since you can't see it flowing out, that doesn't have a psul of zechlin. Al pizeh, he wants to say that's the sheet of the Rambam over here. Who did these machzels and these mats? The walls are so, the holes in the mats are so small that it's not nicker the zechila of the water inside, therefore it's kosher like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You mentioned earlier that Rashi has a different pshat in the Gemara than the Rambam. The umavti biyomei tishrei meant that they would put a mat, a mafa, to the bottom of the water in order to prevent a chatzitza from the tit on their feet. Rashi and Nidid Achsavach Vavav and Beis learns the same pshat into a different Gemara. The Gemara there says, Omer of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Isha loititbo bin namal. Rashi learns namal means a port at the edge of the svas of the nar. Rashi says it's the place where the boats would park. And over there, if they would be toivel over there, it would be malatit and it would be chaitzitz. So here too, Rashi learns that there would be a chatzitza from the tit. And Rashi in Shabbos of Samechayim and Beis also learns the same shot over there in the Gemara that it were chosesh for chatzitza of a tit at the bottom of the nar. The Rashba and the Ramban ask a kasha on Rashi from the Mishnah Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says Beferish that there's only two types of tit which are choytzitz, tit hayoven and tit hayoitzrim. And the Mishnah says shar kol hatit, any other type of tit, you can be matbil boy, and there's no problem of chatzitza. So what's pshat in Rashi? The Rashi is choyshish for a chatzitza by this tit in the nar, which Pashas is not talking about the specific types of tit that's mentioned in the Mishnah Mikvos. The Chazon Ish in Mikvos Simin Vav Tinyana Ois Zayin explains pshat in Rashi that the reason why we say that tit is not choytis, that's Dafka talking about a case where tit is nisdabik to his goof. And we say that even though tit is nisdabik to his goof and is preventing the water from touching his goof in that makom, but since the tit is lach, this type, all other types of tit are lach, the water goes on to the tit and seeps and absorbs into the tit until it goes and reaches his hand. So it's considered until it reaches his body that's being covered by the tit. So the tit doesn't make a chatzitza. But she'enke, in these types of tit, tit ha'yovein and tit ha'yoitzrim are thicker and they prevent the water from going through, and that's why they're chatzitza. But she'enke, over here, we're talking about that he's being toivel and he's putting his leg into the tit. So therefore, there is no water on the outside of the tit that's trying to get into his, that can seep through the tit and go onto his foot, because his foot is inside the tit. It's engulfed in the bottom of the tit in the water. So therefore, even the other types of tit over here are gonna cause a chatzitza, because the foot which is inside the tit is not considered that's in the mikvah, because the mikvah stops at the top of the tit. That's the end of the mikvah. Once the tit starts, that's the there's not that doesn't have a shame mikvah anymore, and that's why it has a din of a chatzitza. the Tosfos Rosh in Nida, and also the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos at the end of Masechta Nida, Simin Lamed Gimel, ask another kasha on that Rashi from an offer of Mishnah in Mikvos Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. It says Hitbil Boyas Hamita. Somebody is Toivel Hamita. The Mishnah there is talking about a mikvah which is exactly Mitzumtzum 40 saw, and therefore the mita standing up will be too tall in order to be Toivel the entire mita the Bas Achas. So he's Toivel the mita, and in order to get the whole mita in, he makes sure that the legs of the bed go into the tit, in order that the top of the mita is also underneath the top of the mikvah. So the Mishnah says, Hitl boyas hamita, afapisha ragla shoikos betit, even though the legs are in the tit, tohoira mipnesha hamayim mikadmin. Kipshuto mipnesha hamayim mikadmin means, and this is the way the Rav explains it, is since water came in contact with the raglaim of the mita before the mita was shakua in the offar, so that small amount of lechus that's on the raglaim of the mita remains there even when it's shakua in the tit. And since there's a little bit of lechus there, it's always that lechus makes it that it's always considered mechubar to the mikvah. Since that lechus is in contact with the maim of the mikvah, it's considered one big body of mikvah. And therefore, even the raglaim is considered to be in the mikvah, even though it's shakua in the afar. But on your day, that lechus of the maim, it's considered one big chibur of mikvah that goes into the holes which the raglaim are shakua into them. So the kasha of the Rosh is, why don't we say the same thing by Adam? When he puts his foot into the depths of the ofar, why don't we say, since the water came in contact with his foot before it went into the ofar, so that we should say, and that should prevent, the lechus on the foot should create a chibur between the area inside the ofar and the rest of the mikvah, and therefore there shouldn't be considered a chatzitza. The Rosh there is mechalik between an odom and a kli, like a bed. He says a bed doesn't press up so hard against the ground. It's not machbid on the offar. But shaken, a person is heavier. His foot is machbid on the offar, and therefore he makes a chatzitza in between his foot and the mikvah. Then the Rosh says, "Blaisa lofi the reason of the Mishnah of Mipnesha Mayim Makdimin." So lechore this chiluk is not going to be true, and he doesn't explain why. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches brings another Mishnah which illustrates this idea. Mishnah Perches Mishnah Hey says, "Ha'oiches be'odom u'bekelim." Somebody's holding a person, or he's holding a kli. Im hidiach yodov b'mayim tohorim. Meaning, when the person dunks the kli in the water, so we're worried about his hand being a chatzitza over the part of the kli that he's holding. So the etzah is, the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah, is to first put his hands in the main mikvah, and then hold on to the kli, and then dunk the kli. Like the Beis Yosef, it's mamash exactly the same yisoid as we find in the other Mishnah by the Mita. That since there's lechus in between his hand and the kli, that creates a chibur between the lechus and the mikvah, and it's considered, even the makom which his hand is touching, is considered to be in the mikvah, because it's mechubah to the mikvah. So Beis Yosef explained the reason why the Rosh didn't like his teretz at the end, was because no matter how hard the person is being machbid against the offar, no matter how heavy he is, the ma'aseh is always going to be a mashu of lechus in between his hand, and that lechus should be enough to create the chibur between the mikvah and the makom where his hand, where his foot is, or where his hand is. The Beis Yosef wants to be miyashiv Rashi al pi a Rash that he found in the Mishnah by the case of the mita. The Rosh over there explains that the Mishnah is talking dafka about tit, which is not tit hayoven and not tit hayotzrim. Dafka there we say this svara mipnei hamayim mekadmin. But if it would be tit yoven or tit yotzrim, then the svara of mipnei shamayim mekadmin would not be in effect. Al pizeh, the Beis Yosef says it could be that Rashi learns when the Gemara in Nida says isha loy titba b'namal. Could be Rashi learns that the type of offer by the namal is the type of offer which is similar to the offer of tita yovin or tita yoytzim. Lulei this Rosh, Pashas we would have said that the din of the chilik between tit hayoytzim and tit hayovin only applies in the case like the Chaznish was talking about, where the tit is on his goof, and then he puts his goof into the water. But when we have a case of Ibnesha Mayim Mekadim, when the water was on his goof first, L'chari would have said that it's no worse if it's tit ha-yotzi v'tit ha-yoven, because the svar of Ibnesha Mayim Mekadim would apply in either case. But from this rush, the Beis Yosef saw that we don't say like that. Memela al-pizeh, we could entertain the possibility that Rashi also learns al-pizeh's rush, and that would be Miyash of Rashi. The Ran in the Sugi of Shabbos, in the Sugi in Shabbos there, Stav Chof Tesam Abeis in Dapia Rif, he also brings down this Kasha on Shitas Rashi, and he rejects this possibility that the Namal is talking about Tit HaYoven, because he said it's not Mistabri that the Namal is talking about that type of Tit. He says a different teretz to explain the difference between the Mishnah of talking about the Mita and Rashi over here by Adam. He says that an Adam has small cracks and crevices in his goof where the Afra can get in and get lodged there and create a chatzitza. Mashekin, the legs of a Mita are basically smooth, and there's no stockim for the dirt to get in there, and that's why they don't make a chatzitza. L'maisa, the Beis Yosef blab shver on the Ran, because he said the same problem we had with the Rosh's Teretz, that if you go according to the reason of the Mishnah, why Mita is not a chatzitza, b'fneisha mayim mekadmim, what difference does it make if there's stockim? L'maisa, wherever the dirt gets stuck, water got there first, and that water should be able to be b'chaber the rest of the mikvah to the makum of the goof that the offer is stuck in. And therefore, the Beis Yosef blab shver this Prat and Rashi, he doesn't like this teretz of the Ran or the Rosh either.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.